Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to KNR Constructions Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2026 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K. Venkatram Rao, General Manager, Finance and Accounts, KNR Constructions Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss the financial results for Q2 and H1 FY 2026. Along with me, I have Mr. K. Jalandhar Reddy, our Executive Director and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded results and investor presentation on the stock exchanges as well as on our company website. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through it and would like to touch upon a few key company updates and industry events, post which we will have a question-and-answer session. In the first half of FY 2026, the industry witnessed some sluggishness in the project awarding activity by both MoRTH and NHAI. While the overall award pipeline remained healthy at around 3.5 trillion, the pace of order book conversion has been relatively slow. Our execution front activities were muted during the quarter, impacted by extended monsoon conditions across several parts of the country. That said, with the strong NHAI pipeline and the new project expected to be announced by various state governments, the industry anticipates a clear pickup in both awarding and execution momentum in the second half of fiscal. This recovery is further expected to be supported by the government's continuous focus on the large-scale infrastructure development, including plans for 25 new greenfield expressways, a 3,000-kilometer port connectivity highway network, and nearly 1 trillion of investment aimed at improving road links to key religious tourism destinations. Another encouraging development has been NHAI tightening of the RFP provision, which now ensures that the projects are awarded to the contractors with proven technical and financial strength. Further, NHAI has been undertaking several initiatives to enhance India's highway infrastructure. On such initiatives, it is the development of network survey vehicles across national highways. These vehicles will collect and process and analyze detailed data on the road inventory and pavement condition, enabling NHAI to take timely corrective measures and ensure better upkeep of highways. Further, NHAI has lined up big-ticket assets monetization offering as part of its rupees 40,000 crore target for FY 2026. This will help the authority recycle capital and fund new infrastructure projects, boosting the sector. With those initiatives and reform gaining momentum, the overall environment for road infrastructure is clearly turning more positive, paving the way for strong growth and improved execution in the coming quarter. Now, coming to the key updates of the company, the percentage of physical progress as of September 30, 2025, for HAM projects are as under: Ramanattukara to Valanchery, approximately 99% is completed. Valanchery to Kappirikkad, approximately 98% completed. Chittoor to Thatchur, around 97%. Magadi to Somwarpet, around 89%. And Meruppadu to Somwarpet, approximately 56%. And Mysuru to Kushalnagar Package 5, approximately 5%. As of September 30, 2025, the company has already invested rupees 698 crore out of the 91 crore revised equity requirement for all the eight HAM projects. The additional equity requirement of 292 crore to be infused as 175 crore and 117 crore for FY 2026 and 2027, respectively. You can refer to slide number 26 of our investor presentation for detail on each HAM project. In May 2025, KNR Ramanattukara Infra Private Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of the KNR Construction Limited, as well as to the parent company, has received a show cause notice from NHAI. Subsequently, the settlement agreement was signed with NHAI on 16th October 25 as under. The KNR Ramanattukara Infra Private Limited proposed to construct the viaduct at its own cost and to complete it by 20th February 2026, including grace period for 90 days. And NHAI has agreed to grant extension of time without damage for the project work. The likely date of issuance of provisional completion certificate of the project, excluding the completion of this stretch, should be 18th July 2025 without damage. The KNR Ramanattukara Infra Private Limited and its promoter proposed that they would not be participating in the bid of the NHAI up to 30th November 25. Considering the above, the NHAI agreed to drop the, all the penalty and debarment proceeding against KRIPL and its promoter. As of October 27, 2025, KNR Ramanattukara Infra Private Limited, the wholly owned subsidiary of the company, has received a provisional certificate of completion dated 18th July 2025. And also KNR Gurumar Infra Private Limited, the wholly owned subsidiary of the company, has also received provisional certificate of completion dated 17th July 2025. Moving ahead, the company received letter of acceptance for two EPC projects in the state of Telangana. First, the Greater Hyderabad Municipal Corporation for construction of three-lane flyover on NS65 at Kukatpally Y Junction, Hyderabad. The project cost is 72 crores. And second one, the construction of multi-level flyover at Khajaguda Junction and IIIT Junction and widening and development of road for project cost of rupees 459 crores. Now coming to the order book position, as of September 30, 2025, the company's total order book, including the recently won APC project, stand at 8,748 crores. This is divided into 29% for the road projects, 18% for the irrigation project, and 12% for pipeline project, and 41% for mining project. Client-wise bifurcation is 81% of the order book is from third-party client and balance 19% is from the captive OEM project. This third-party book percentage is split between state government contract at 76% and whereas 3% from the central government and balance 2% from the private player. The current order book will be executed over a period of 1.5 years to 2 years, excluding mining. With the government emphasis on infrastructure development, we anticipate new orders award in the coming quarter. Whereas we aim at order inflow of approximately 8,000 to 10,000 crores by end of FY26 with a mix of NHAI project, irrigation project and other state government projects. Now let me take through the Q2 and H1 FY26 standalone financial performance followed by the consolidated. The revenue for the quarter stood at 493 crores. EBITDA for Q2 FY26 stood at 54 crores and EBITDA margin is 10.9%. Net profit for the quarter was 28 crores. Now coming to H1 FY26 highlights, the revenue for H1 FY26 stood at 976 crores. EBITDA for H1 FY26 stood at 119 crores with margin of 12.2%. Net profit for H1 FY26 stood at 79 crores. Now coming to Q2 FY26 consolidated performance of the company, the revenue for the quarter stood at 646 crores. EBITDA for Q2 FY26 stood at 192 crores, which is 29.8%, and profit after tax stood at 105 crores in Q2 FY26. Moving to H1 FY26 consolidated highlights, the revenue for H1 FY26 stood at 1,259 crores. EBITDA for H1 FY26 was rupees 375 crores with margin of 29.8%. Net profit stood at 228 crores. Now moving on the consolidated balance sheet, standalone balance sheet, the company continued to maintain strong balance sheet. The working capital debt stood at 144 crores. The standalone debt as on 30th September stood at 74 crores and the consolidated debt at 2,338 crores as compared to 1,865 crores as of March 25. The net debt to the company equity on consolidated basis as of 30th September is standard 0.49 times as compared to 0.41 times as of March 2025. With this, we can open the floor for question and answer. Over to you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, two things wanted to understand, order inflow and the revenue. First on the order inflow front, till now, have we bidded, obviously NHAI we can't bid right now, but any other state level projects have we bidded where bid is yet to open? That is first. Second, how much value of projects and maybe state-wise or segment-wise where we are planning to bid, because now when we are looking at 8,000-10,000 crore further order inflow in the balance 4-5 months.
Yes, sir. Actually, order inflow concerns, sir, yeah, as you all know that, we are observing some silence period for NHAI up to November 30th. I think we'll be free to participate from December onwards. As such, there is no important tenders which we have selected or our selected tenders which are not there in the November. They are mostly whatever. There are few, I think, three, four tenders which are there in November also. The, because of that, sanction issues from PMO, sanction issues or there is some estimate approval issues, they are getting postponed to January, what I've been told. The number of tenders which are there in November, they may get postponed to January, which I was informed in NHAI. As such, I don't see any damage that can happen to us with this. However, it is all subjected to some assumption only. Even one or two tenders, if they happen also, we may have to be silent during this period. Apart from that, sir, the, as you all know that, we are expecting January, February, March, there should be a big rally from NHAI, and we would aim some projects for our company. That anyhow it is on the progress. Apart from that, sir, definitely, as you have rightly asked, the state highway projects are all we are participating in most of the tenders. Last time we have participated in that Ujjain-Jaora project, but however, we are not L1. Apart from that, there are certain state highway projects in GHMC, we have participated in some tenders. Greater Hyderabad also we have participated. Those tenders, we would yet to know the results. I think, about say, 600, up to 600 crores is on, we are participating in those tenders. Few other tenders, also we have participated in the MP. These are the areas. Apart from that, sir, we are aiming certain flyover projects in Maharashtra as well, Madhya Pradesh and even in Tamil Nadu. There are certain projects coming up in Tamil Nadu. There are ADB projects also coming up in Tamil Nadu, so which we would like to focus on that. Apart from that, sir, we are also focusing irrigation projects from various states like MP, Maharashtra and all other places. We are trying to participate in those areas. Apart from that, we are keenly observing the data on, you know, there have been certain bids which are coming out from battery expansions to that solar energy stations. Those projects have also come up, which we are now viewing it. I think we have taken on board with one CEO, one Mr. Mohan Reddy is assisting for that area. He's well known with that subject. And apart from that, we are also trying with some consultants also we have taken outside the board so that they can help us in the bids and all. So in future, going forward, some solar projects also we'll be looking at. And as you all know, earlier I said that the mining struggle is on. Anyhow, recently we have placed in Orissa one bid around, I think, 1200 crore bid we have placed in Orissa. That is not yet opened. So like that, wherever there are opportunities in our expertise concerned, we are trying our best to get the order, sir. And turnovers are the things concerned. I think we'll be down coming 3 to 4 quarters because even the job inflow is less now. So by the time you win the bid and then they ground onto the reality to get the turnovers, it'll take at least 3 to 4 quarters. So which we are expecting that to go down in this only, sir. And whatever the order book is there, which we are trying to execute. Yes, sir.
So, sir, broadly, this 8 to 10,000 crore that we are looking at, is it fair to say that around 5,000 crore we are aiming from the NHAI, and that too particularly are we looking at only HAM?
Yes. That way, and state governments, we are aiming at least 3 to 4,000 crores, and balance from NHAI. Or from other areas which I spoke about.
Got it, sir. And revenue, just to I understand, because of the low order book, we will be having a slow execution. But still, just wanted to understand for this year in the second half, how much now are we looking at to execute? And let's say if we get a 8,000 crore order inflow. So next year, how we can look at how much revenue we are aiming?
Sir, actually, it's all, you know, sir, what the revenues, you know, they generally, if a HAM project means, you know, that it will take 9 months minimum to take the turnover, to come out of the, to come into the turnovers position, it will take at least 9 to 10 months. So with that, I think initially it works only. So 5-10% only can be expected from, hardly 5% can be expected from the last quarters, or the fourth quarter from now. So whatever the orders that are there, we will try to execute and complete by this April, May, I think we'll be trying to close. We are expecting some bonuses also. With bonuses, we are clearing those issues.
Sir, just to still further understand a better way, so in 1H we have done broadly around 976 odd crore, and currently 8700 crore, and that too if we remove the unbilled revenue, so should be around 7600 crore order book that we should be executing, and there also 3500 crore is the mining. So just trying to understand, can we expect a 900,000 crore kind of a revenue in the second half? And next year, let's say this year if we do a 2,000 crore, so next year 2,500 crore, is this doable or can it be even close to 3,000 odd crore?
Yeah, that is right now it is quite difficult to say anything, sir. But however, I'll try to answer this way. That that 800 to 900 crores will be there in this second half of this year. That will be there, and upcoming, I think we are expecting good order inflow to come. It's not that we are very keen, and the tenders are also seen on the board. Only that it is to bid and get the job in our hand. So that is only left. So we will try our best to push the case that if we get any good orders in hand, definitely. But I don't think something will happen in first half of next year. Maybe some revenue inflow will come second half of next year itself, sir.
Okay. And margin broadly will be doing the similar 13% because till now it is lower because of the low execution. But broader level pay 13 to 14% margin is doable, EBITDA margin.
Yeah, That whatever new which we are aiming in that way only, we'll definitely try our best in that.
Okay, okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah, welcome, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Khandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, and I. So my first question is on the margin. So is there any one-off during the quarter? So though both employee costs look elevated and even the raw material and other expenses look elevated. So any one-off in this?
Actually, on that, basically, for this employee cost, actually, this this 10 crores, actually, that variable pay to the director has been provided because it has been approved in our AGM and by the board. So that is the, you can say, one item in this has in this quarter. And we have incurred some of the expenditure for our Ramanaduka Kerala project also. Around due to that, actually, margin was lower, actually, in this quarter.
So how much is the amount in the Karnataka project?
Karnataka? What Karnataka?
No, you, the project which flyover project, sorry, which NHAI has, the road project which NHAI has asked you to...
Mysore Kushal Nagar project, sir, you are asking about?
Yeah, yeah. So how much was the expenditure? You said there is some expenditure provided on that, right, in this quarter?
No, this is Kerala one, actually. I think you are asking Kerala one. Where?
Yeah.
Yeah, where that incidence has happened. You are talking about
So how much have you provided in this quarter on that project? So
around 10 crores actually we have provided towards expenditures for that project in this quarter.
Okay. Just on this question on the variable pay to the director. So I mean, given the performance which we are seeing right now, wasn't it? I know that's AGM approved, but was it qualified to be provided in 2Q, or was there a possibility that as it could have been deferred given the performance as the company has gone down because of the execution and other issues, and especially this incident which happened?
Definitely, because it has been approved in this our board meeting and that thing. So that's why we have provided thing in the this quarter only. So we cannot defer it, postpone it. That is the one thing is that. And regarding definitely this promoters, they are very, very focused and they are very working hard towards that thing. So based on that, actually, director has approved.
Okay. My other question is to Reddy, sir. So, sir, on this, this last 1.5 years, 2 years have been very weak on dollar inflows. So is it right to say that maybe during this period, this is the worst kind of inflow or the prospect pipeline which we have seen? I mean, that is not converted into orders, even like if I look at states. So not seeing any major ordering from the states. NHAI has significantly slowed down. So is it right to assume maybe this is the worst of the period where none of the states are doing any awards, or the pipeline doesn't look very encouraging on the state side, be it Karnataka, be it Tamil Nadu, UP, Maharashtra? So we have not seen large orders coming out, and even on NHAI, any comment on NHAI ordering, the changes which have happened, and now all the projects are going to approval. I mean, NHAI kind of powers have been curtailed, and the bigger ordering is now going towards the cabinet committee for approval. So when do we see the light at the end of the tunnel on the ordering side, both on the state side and
actually,
NHAI?
According to my inquiry, yes, sir, this is the right word which you used. This is the worst time ever faced by us, such a situation. And the main thing what I read out is that state governments are little now coming forward to get onto the orders. As of now, there are very little orders which they have announced. But going forward, I think states will be also coming out. But, the state governments, there is a risk with the payments. That is to be noted always. And data days, every time we have, that time we had very void choice. Sir, we were choosing our client and do the work. But this time, such situations are not there. So wherever there is a job, we are just going and just bidding on it and trying our best to push the case. But here, a little bit cautious we have to be. this time one thing is that NHAI is going to come up in a bigger scale projects. What I am hearing now, I think there are certain bits which have been grouped to get into bigger size. So there we can have some light that we can get some projects, because sensible bidding, all 1,000 below and 1,500 below, there are very huge crowd which is coming down. And because of the changed norms in the bid, so NHAI seems to be little bit okay. But I think initial period of the jobs being coming out, that time it could be some aggression could be there, but going forward, little bit aggression can come down, because the aggressive bidders will be a little bit losing on the bid capacity front. So that is showing some light, sir. So definitely that's where we are a little bit confident about getting the jobs in hand.
Okay, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you. That was my question.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Barani from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Very much audible. So my first question is on some macro details. The ministry used to publish on a monthly basis their awarding, that they have done in kilometers. So right now it's not there. So your sense of how much has been awarded in kilometers wise so far in the first 8 months by NHA, and what is the target set by NHA for the full year?
Actually, full year target is around 3,000 kilometers that we got to know. But as of now, how much is awarding has come, that we have to just check in.
And sir, the main thing is that NHAI is now, we have seen a little bit slowdown only as of now, because the bids are there. I think there have been enormous bids you can see on the website, but they are getting postponed. What we are hearing that it could start from January onwards, up to March they want to call out the tenders, and then that be the phase which we are also gearing up.
Understood. So, like, if I were to look at what has happened, like, we are having around 29% of our order book in roads. This is the lowest in the last 10 years. And the current order book size, we are lower than what we achieved in FY21, around 11,000 crores of order book. So, essentially, this is a down cycle. And I can distinctly compare this with what happened before 2014. But then when the new government took over, focus on EPC was back, and a lot of new ordering happened that revived the cycle, or that up cycle came. And this time around, this down cycle, you know, will turn into an up cycle for companies like KNR only if, again, the competition is low and if good EPC orders come. With no challenges on land acquisitions and all. But if I were to think whether this will happen, competition is still going to be high, and the land acquisition is the prime reason why tenders or bids are getting postponed, and NHA has much lesser power in terms of awarding and approving larger projects. So even if it's a down cycle, my question is whether there is an upcycle at all in the next few years. Or I mean, it's fine from January, things can improve because nothing has happened in a significant way. But whether this will be a sustainable large upcycle for the sector, in your view, or are we going to have only other segments like irrigation or mining or something else becoming mainstay rather than roads going forward?
So actually, it is a little bit quite difficult to say anything at this point of time. But going forward, the combination could improve in other sectors also, because highways and all, you know, the only greenfield highways which are now there on the NHAI side, and they are also planning TOTs and VOT toll projects and annuity model projects. So we have started like this that, okay, if there is any bigger player, like the developer thing, like Adani's or any kind of bigger players, we are also tying up with them for EPCs to do. We are under discussion with IRB for some project to bid along with them. And we are under dialogue with Cubes also to go on certain projects with them. So it's not only we are completely depending on the bid, what we get from NHAI, we are also depending on some other players who are prominent in paying the thing. So there also we are focusing. And it improves our confidence that we can get some jobs.
Okay, sir. Put it another way. Have you gone through each and every project of this 3.5 trillion opportunity that is there with NSA now? And have you assessed what proportion of it has 90% land? Because that is what is kind of delaying. And according to you, what proportion of that 3.5 trillion has 90% land?
Yes, sir. Actually, the land acquisition plan or whatever that is, we can procure from NHAI only. We generally go to NHAI and take the position whenever there is a bid or the bid is there on a sector. Selected bids, we will be collecting the information from NHAI office itself, headquarters Delhi. And PD offices and RO offices are also helpful because we are a regular contractors who are working with NHAI, so they always share the information with us. And in such cases, we'll be confident that this tender can come out. Like that also, we are gauging the things.
So, of this 3.5 trillion, how much percentage you are confident about, sir?
So, right now, I haven't calculated, sir. If you want, I can come back on the email after I do some homework.
No problem, sir. No problem. Sure. So, that's it from my side. All the best.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Finance. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the status of the mining project? When do we expect to start the execution? And in FY27, what can be the expected revenue from the project?
Sir, actually, that land acquisition is on, sir, for that. Especially, there are some villages where some illegal occupants are there. That is being under discussion with the DC. So I think within the development period, we are quite confident to solve all these issues and go on to execution. Plus or minus 1-2 months will be there, sir, on that front. But I think major move that is happening on the thing that Gram Sabhas are being conducted and the more proactively the revenue department is also doing the job. So we can little bit, now the confidence is building up that things can be moved.
So can the execution
according to the schedule,
quarter of 27?
Yes, already one quarter is over for that. Yeah. After 3 quarters or 4 quarters, we'll be able to do that, sir, from now.
It will take almost a year from here.
Yeah, it's not a year, but it is 9 to 10 months.
Okay, okay. So secondly, on the pipeline order, so last time we indicated that we should reach that revenue recognition threshold and there could be a booking of roughly 180 to 200 crores in Q3. So where are we on that and what could be the annual revenue from the pipeline order?
Pipeline, Venkat, go on.
Yes, sir, this pipeline order almost actually around 150 to 200 crores actually. The bill has been, well, we have done the work actually, but the billing has to done because we have to achieve the milestone. So we are expecting that this quarter around 150 to 200 certification will be happen actually, because this work we have given actually back to back to our subcontractors. So in this quarter, actually, we are expecting that around 150 to 200 certification is going to happen.
So for FY26, can it be roughly 500 crores revenue from the project?
This will be the next quarter will be around some to, you can consider around 300 to 350 crores.
For the entire year?
For the entire year, yeah.
Okay. And sir, any update on the MSRDC order with Patel where we were L1, Bhandara Gadchiroli?
Not yet, sir. We have been asked to submit the bank guarantee extension, which we have submitted and just waiting. And they said somewhere in December, second, third week, there will be the land acquisition gets over and then they will go on to that. But however, it is all subjected to the approvals from the CMO.
But any possibility of the order getting cancelled or rebid?
Sir, as of now, it is not there. Any negative news is not there as of now. But certain projects they have cancelled, certain projects they have cancelled. But after passing out so much time, will they now cancel? Because going forward, they have done a lot of land acquisition and bidders were also waiting more than 1 year. So, with this change, I don't think they will. Yes, correct. You are right. So, at this stage, I don't think they will drop out. But that CMO is viewing it, actually.
Sir, and any idea what would be the current land acquisition status for the project of Bhandara Gadchiroli? Or the package?
I think the award stage has come for the 60% of the land, sir. And balance, they said by November end, they will be trying to distribute for 60% of the lands. Balance in December.
60% they will do. Is as of now or during the award time?
Award for to award only they take 60% of the land prices they are going to award to the landowners by this November end, what they said. And balance they will do it in December. So that if they have comfortable position like getting 80% to 70% land in hand, they would go for LOA.
So LOA may come in Q4.
That's all.
Okay. And so secondly, on the irrigation side, out of the order book, what would be the unbilled portion? So what would be the actual revenue potential from the irrigation backlog?
Irrigation almost actually around
1540 crores. Out of that, what will be the revenue potential incrementally?
Out of that, unbilled is around 720. So balance, you can say around 700 crores is there. That is potential to build actually.
Out of 1540, around 820 would come out to be the...
Yeah. In the turnover, yeah.
Okay. And sir, lastly, when do we expect to complete this execution of irrigation projects? It should complete by next year. And have we started the execution on the other two orders which we had won, the smaller ones?
So actually most of the work is going to complete irrigation of this year only. Maybe some portion of work for package 3 is going to be spill in the next year. And as far as these two projects are there, which is a small one actually, that also we have given for the subcontractor. There is a land acquisition issues are there. That's why this project has not been taken off actually as of now.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nitin Ranjit from Frontline Access. Please go ahead.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity. My question, I was looking at the order book portion and apparently there have been some increase in receivables also. So which pertains to the irrigation products in Andhra. So when do you expect those things to resolve? And apparently, based on the from whatever I've read from the footnotes of the published financials, it's being said that we are still continuing execution even if the bills are not being cleared. So what's the position on that? And are we gonna continue executing these irrigation projects in Telangana? So that's pretty much my first question.
Yeah,
Sir, actually, the package three. Okay, go on, go on.
Sir, this fact out of 1,090 actually for debtors, this irrigation receivables are around 758 crores, and the HAM receivables is 258 crores. So this irrigation receivables unbilled is around 720 crores. So this is the work what we did actually, and it has to be certified by the department. So as of our status is that still actually because we have to complete the project actually. So that is our first priority. So almost for package 4 actually, entire work has been completed almost, and for package 3, around 300 crores work is there. So that will definitely going to spill in the next year. So except 300 crores, other works mostly will complete actually in this year. For package 3 actually we have received payment actually post September around 74 crores. So that's why for package 3 there is no issue. Only delays are there, but definitely for payment wise there is no issue. For package 4 definitely we are trying actually and talking to the government officials to get the release, and we are getting assurance from them actually, so they will release the payment. So we are just waiting for that.
So basically you're expecting things to get resolved maybe in the next 3 to 6 months, maybe within the next 2 quarters, right?
Yes, sir. Actually, that's what we got the promise from the concerned minister and finance minister also. We have been doing repeated meetings with them. But the loan part, which they are clearing the loan part, or not, they are actually the loan is already closed. If they renew the loan part and then go for it, then things will be easy. Otherwise, no, this, if they allocate from the state funds, they will be paying in installments, not at one go they can pay. That's what the expectation is there, sir. But the finance minister says this time we met him, I think, for third or fourth we met him. He said within 1 month we'll be. Every time he's saying that, but things are not happening. That is a major setback which we are seeing there. But however, sir, as you asked, we were working on that project, not on full-fledged basis, but whatever the staff is there, whatever the people are there, we are trying to do some job, because major of the pumps and everything, motor pumps, rotors, everything have come. Only assembly part and winding part is going on. So that assembling we have to anyhow do it, because unless we do it, the material will be here and there. Then after 1 year you go, then the things will not be in order. So we are trying to keep the things in control and assemble and keep it ready. Otherwise, you know, all of a sudden they pay, then we also land into problem, because the material which we have been tested on the day one we have received. Then if there are some repairs and all, we'll be getting to know after 1 year, then things will not be good. And we also feel the people who are there, so we are getting the work done and doing the thing.
So the 750 crore rupees of unbilled revenue hasn't got recognized and it still forms part of the order book, right?
Yes, actually, that there is some RO, that means revised estimate order. There is some technical committee has approved yesterday. So I think with that, I think it will go to the government, and then that gets approved.
Got it. And coming to the HAM project, I mean the Kushal Nagara project, the package 5. So have we achieved like 90% land acquisition for that project, and have we got the appointment date, and when do you actually expect revenue recognition? When I say the initial 40% share from the government share to be actually get recognized?
Yes, sir. Kushal Nagara 4 and 5 is with us. But the package 5, we have issues in that, you know, that they wanted some service roads. This is a greenfield highway for which the service roads are not provided. So locals have demanded for service road, and they, the land acquisition is over for at least 80-85%. But they have stopped in 8 kilometers, 8.5 kilometers. They stopped for want of that service roads. So except that portion, all other portions are under progress, sir.
Okay, got it. So basically, this bid wouldn't go into rebidding, right? This project would be still...
No. It is already commenced, sir. The project is commenced, so there is no chance of going for rebidding.
But, and one, if I could just squeeze in one more question regarding the mining project. So when do you expect revenue from the mining project to come in, and will it be, what sort of margins are we looking at with respect to the mining project? And
I know 9 to 12 months, sir. 9 to 12 months.
When, and so what is this development period? So I think the project 12 value...
Months. 12 months. 12 months development period.
So the project value is something like 3,500 crore rupees. So this initial development phase, how much order value would you can one ascribe to the initial phase?
You have the program with you, Venkat?
I will check. But this is 1 year the development period. On that development period, we have to do the land acquisition. We have to get the all clearances. Like forest, and we have to do this Nala diversion and some village development work is there. So that is approximately around 90 crores. So in next 1 year, we may do maximum work of around 90 crores. After that, operation period will start. That is the 5 years. And operation period also, because initially, well, it is around 3,500 into 5, 700 crores. So initially, it will be around 300 to 400 crores actually. And after that, it will go. To increase in next 5 years, it will complete 3,500 crores of work.
Okay, sure. And all the rest. Hopefully the next year would be quite better than this one.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth Management Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the support. So, sir, you are looking for some monetization of 4 of our assets. So, I just wanted to know what's the status of that.
The monetization is very advanced state, sir, actually. So we are just, it is SPA actually draft has been circulated ourselves. So, we expect that by this month end, actually, we should be able to close the deal.
Okay. And so just a few bookkeeping questions. What is the capex we did in Q2 and how much are we planning for the full year?
Till 6 months we did actually capex of only 3 crores actually. And this year we are not expecting we are going to do much capex because other project has to start. So maybe you can say around maximum around 30 to 40 crores will be capex for there for balance 6 months.
Okay. And sir, can you give the revenue split for the second quarter across the segment?
Segment-wise revenue split is there that for HAM actually, it is around 29%, and for EPC road work, it's around 34%, and for irrigation, it is around 36%, and around 1% is back-to-back.
Okay, and lastly, sir, what is the outstanding receivables from the Telangana government?
So actually, receivables and including unbilled is around 1,350 crores are there as of now.
Okay, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Chan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good afternoon. My first question is on the receivables front. When do we see getting that from the Karnataka government, or it might lead to a situation where we'll have to write it off, because it's been a couple of quarters that we haven't been able to receive it.
Sir, that's why I'm telling. Out of 1,090 crores receivables and irrigation receivables are around 758 crores. on this Kaleshwaram package four, which is big one, that is around 677 crores received from package four. And from package three, actually, receivables were 74 crores, which was received actually post-September 2025. So right now, as we already informed, that we are already, management is discussing at the highest level actually with the government authority and all the things. And we expect that actually, we are following with them. We expect that we should receive the payment.
So that is amounting to 670 crores, right? That is for work we have already done.
670, package four. That is a major one, which is certified and not yet paid.
Okay. And as you pointed out, in the recent AGM, a pay package was approved by the AGM. What was that quantum?
That is going to applicable from next year. It is from April 26 onwards, actually.
Okay.
Not for this year, yeah. That is for the next year, actually.
And how much that would be?
That I will check and offline I will tell you, actually. It is there in the resolution. I have to just see that and tell you.
Okay. There was another news circulating by an influencer. I don't know. I'm not sure, very sure as to how much of that is true. But that said that Tamil Nadu government has recently would be awarding a 4,000 crore contract to KNR Constructions. So I'm just wanted to know if this is true or if there is something you can comment on this.
Sir, actually, it is an open bidding which happens, sir. Whoever comes on the corner and they would bid it. It's on some local news channels. We have completed one project in that Coimbatore, sir. So maybe subsequently there are tenders we are also aiming. There's some fake news which is getting roamed around. It is not in the mainstream of that media. It is all in the thing. Even tomorrow, if I win, they will blame me that I have taken it like that. So kind of that, the things are not like that, sir. It is open global bidding. Anybody can come from any corner and bid it, actually.
Correct. But are there any approvals pending for any of the tenders we have applied for in Tamil Nadu? And if you can share the quantum of that bidding?
No, sir. Not yet, sir.
Nothing applied in Tamil Nadu?
Nothing applied, sir.
Nothing. As of now, nothing.
Sure, sir. Just last question. Last 1 or 2 years have been quite tough for the company on the financials and even the sector as such. When do you see the company getting back on where it was when it was at its peak?
So if our assumptions goes well and our efforts take a shape, definitely by 3 to 4 quarters we'll be on track. Maybe 4 quarters I expect, sir. Come back to that.
Okay. Sure, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, initially we said we are expecting bonuses in some of the projects. So, can you help us how much and in which project and when we can be getting or booking in the P&L?
Actually, recently we got bonus in one project, that is Cheyyur Vandavasi, that is already accounted. But other three projects which are going on, that we are expect, not in right now. It will take some time, actually. Not right now.
Okay. So in second half, not looking at any bonus to be booked in the P&L?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. And this Ramanakutta project where we said the 10 crore that the provision we have done in the second quarter, so how much more that we have to do? I think 40-50 crore, that total amount is there. So how much and will it be in the second, third and fourth quarter we will be booking?
So same balance one we'll book in the third and fourth quarter, because anyway we have to execute that work in our own cost. and we have to complete this by February 26. So definitely in third, fourth quarter, the balance one we have to book.
Okay, okay, got it. And sir, this put together both this Mysore two packages. So in second half, how much we are looking at in terms of the revenue, and next year how much one can look at? So I think both put together is 1200 odd crore currently in terms of order book. So how much revenue we can look at in the second half and FY 27?
Around, if the second quarter we are looking around 300 crores, you can say revenue. The second part these two projects out of 1200 crores. And the next year will be somewhere around 600 crores, you can say. 600 to 700.
Got it. And just to clarify, in irrigation, we said that out of 820 odd crore, excluding the unbilled, except the 300 crore, the balance around 500 odd crore, we will be booking as a revenue in second half.
And basically, irrigation one is...
So total the order book is 1500 crore plus, 1540 odd crore. So out of that, if I remove the unbilled, so then the number is around 820 odd crore that we can book in a revenue. So out of that, in the second half, how much we will be booking, and balance obviously will go into the FY27.
Yeah, you can say around 300 to 350 crores actually. We are going to book in the second half and balance will be next year.
Okay, okay.
Because then
okay.
Some of the projects, some of the miscellaneous items will be there, so that will carry actually. So not entire 500, maybe around 350 to 400 crores we are going to book in second half of this year.
Okay, okay, okay. And the pipeline, you said that in the second half we will be doing 300-350 odd crore, and the balance maybe around 600 to 700 crore, that entirely most likely will be over in FY27, that project pipeline?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, it is like that, because this year we will do around 300 to 350 crores and balance around 600 crores in the next year.
Okay, okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we have reached to the end of the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you all for joining us on this call. Please reach out to our investor relations consultant, strategic growth advisor, or us directly. Should we have any further query, we can now close the call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
On behalf of KNR Constructions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.